As you go through the process of locating distressed properties, you'll come across opportunities for substantial profits from rehabilitation projects. In the event you decide to pursue these opportunities, I highly recommend that you follow this three-step process. First, evaluate the property. Second, improve the property. Third, market the property. Let's look at each step in the process. Number one, evaluate the property. The first step in the process involves evaluating the property to determine precisely how much work needs to be done and at what cost. Although no property can ever be considered perfect in terms of its interior and exterior condition, many properties are truly run down. Aside from a deteriorating neighborhood, nothing can decrease the value of a property more than a blemished appearance. As a rule, you shouldn't purchase an abandoned property with missing windows and extensive water or termite damage or severe plumbing or electrical problems. That is, you shouldn't purchase a property like this unless you have the experience and skills that are required to fix it up, as well as access to cash and labor. If you don't have the experience, expertise, and skills you need to fully assess the cost of rehabbing the property, don't even consider buying it without enlisting trusted subcontractors to bid on each element of the work to be done. In general, the types of properties that lend themselves to rehab and resale, or to rehab and to lease, are those that can be greatly improved through simple cosmetic improvements. Properties that fit this profile include those with broken sidewalks and deteriorated lawns and overgrown shrubbery or peeling paint on the house or trim. When you tour such properties, you might find, for example, that the ceiling in one part of the living room is stained because of a small leak in the roof. In addition, the walls might be dirty and badly in need of painting. The carpet might be stained, and the kitchen or bathroom might be dark and dirty and in need of updating. These are the kinds of properties that respond particularly well to my rubber stamp approach to fixing them up, which I'll describe in a few moments. Generally, the type of work required to improve the property with my rubber stamp approach will not require a local building permit, and that's important. If you make an offer on a property such as this and you suspect that structural repairs are also needed to correct a leaking roof, for example, your contract should be contingent upon obtaining a repair bid acceptable to you. Your contract should also be contingent upon obtaining certification for occupancy from local housing officials. You might already know that the property won't qualify for certification. However, it's to your advantage to request certification, because the local housing inspector will tell you exactly what must be done to the property before it can be certified for occupancy. All of this evaluation and investigative work is vital because you can't afford to overpay for a property. In fact, the actual cost of acquiring the property and materials and services required to rehab the property are only a portion of the total costs. In addition to the utilities, taxes and insurance during the holding period, advertising, and possibly a brokerage commission at the time of sale, I even include a contingency budget of $500 to $1,000 to cover unknown or unexpected expenses. Your total repair, holding, and acquisition costs should not exceed 80% of the property's fair market value after the work is completed. Even then, you shouldn't purchase a property if you can't make a profit of at least $10,000 to $20,000. Okay, you've evaluated the property. Now in step two, improve the property. If you purchase a rundown property for the purpose of either reselling it or renting it to tenants, you'll have to make improvements before you can see a return on your investment. The important issues when it comes to improving a property are deciding what to improve, how to finance the improvements, and deciding whether or not to use subcontractors instead of doing the work yourself. Over the years, I've developed a proven approach that I use when fixing up property. I call it a rubber stamp approach because I use the same approach over and over again. It can usually be completed in less than 3 weeks' time and can add as much as $5 in value for every dollar you spend. The required expenditure is rarely more than $3,000 to $5,000, and it's often not even that much. Investing this amount of money in improvements can add $20,000 to $30,000 or more to the value of the property. My approach involves improvements to both exterior and the interior of the property. The key word to keep in mind when thinking about improvements to the exterior of the property is neat. Just trimming the vegetation and picking up around the property can sometimes make a big difference in the overall appearance and value. Other important and inexpensive improvements include repairing and improving the driveway, mulching, trimming shrubs and pruning trees, planting new flowers and small shrubs, planting foliage or erecting a fence to act as a screen, installing shutters, installing a new front door, installing new exterior lights, and painting the trim in the garage door. If the property has a cement driveway that has cracks, breaks, or missing pieces, you can repair it inexpensively using cement patching and repair materials. You can also remove stains from the cement with stain and grease removal products. Any weeds or grass growing in a gravel driveway can be killed using a defoliant, and the appearance of an asphalt driveway can be dramatically improved by applying an asphalt coating. Nothing makes a property look older or more run down than overgrown shrubs. Cut back the shrubs severely and plant new small shrubs and flowers. If the home has no outside shutters, adding them is usually inexpensive and can dramatically improve the appearance of the house. Plastic shutters are your best value here. If necessary, paint the trim and garage door in a color that contrasts with the exterior wall color. If the front door is in bad condition, replace it. If the exterior lights near the front door are in bad condition, replace them. In fact, putting in new brass lights can be very attractive. Just as the key word for the exterior of the property is neat, the key word for the interior is clean. Some inexpensive improvements that can dramatically enhance the interior appearance include cleaning, vacuuming, and dusting all rooms, washing all windows, installing new bath and kitchen faucets, painting interior walls and ceiling, cleaning ovens and other interior fixtures, carpeting the floors if needed, installing ceiling fans if appropriate, lowering the kitchen ceiling and installing new fluorescent lighting, installing wallpaper, and last, replacing kitchen and bath fixtures. Unfortunately, it's easy to spend too much money when you're fixing up property. If you stay within a $1,000 to $2,000 budget for the exterior and a $2,000 to $3,000 interior budget, you can add a tremendous amount of value for a small amount of money. If you don't have the fix-up money available, you should think about bringing in a partner, borrowing the money from a bank, or using the new credit card you obtained for your investing. There are companies that will handle the entire fix-up process for you, but you're much better off using individual subcontractors to do the work. I mean, if you hire a company that will in turn hire subcontractors, that only increases the fix-up costs. You can hire a local high school or college student to do the painting, cleanup, and yard work. Before ordering carpet, stop by several carpet stores in your area, examine their samples, and get bids. Don't hesitate to ask for a trade discount. As a matter of fact, don't ever have any work done on a property without obtaining at least two or three qualified bids. You can locate subcontractors for all phases of your fix-up program through investment club recommendations, newspaper advertising, and the Yellow Pages. Step number three, market the property. The third and final step of my rubber stamp process is to market the refurbished property, and you should begin this process as soon as you've completed the exterior improvements. First, attempt to sell the property yourself instead of listing it with a broker. Place a for sale by owner sign with your telephone number on it in the front yard. This should generate immediate interest from neighbors and potential buyers. While you should note the names and telephone numbers of everyone who contacts you, don't show the interior of the property until the rehab work has been substantially completed. A home whose interior rehab work is only partially complete can be a real and permanent turnoff to prospective buyers. A simple statement like, "My insurance company won't allow me to show the property yet," should suffice to postpone showings for a week or two. Now, once the interior rehab work is nearly completed, you can start running ads in your local newspaper. As an aside, first-time homebuyers are often more passionate about their desire to own a home, so directing your sales efforts to first-time buyers can perhaps result in selling the house more quickly and at a higher price. If the house hasn't sold by the time the rehab is completed, you should list the property with a broker. At this point, you may find that the 5% to 7% commission you'll have to pay will be more than offset by the speed of sale and the resulting elimination of interest and other carrying costs. Also, if you bought the property originally through a broker and you knew at that time that you were going to resell the property after rehabbing it, many brokers are willing to negotiate a lower commission at that time if you give them a chance to sell the property when you're ready to sell. Okay, let's recap the material I've covered in this audio chapter. Properties can be distressed for a number of reasons, including physical condition and the financial, legal, or emotional disposition of the owner. It's not difficult to find distressed properties. You can either find them directly or you can search public records, contact appropriate government agencies like the GSA, IRS, VA, and HUD, or check the list of REO properties at your local bank. If you're purchasing a rundown property or buying a property at a public auction, it's especially important that you do your homework and exercise caution. Whether you keep your properties for an indefinite period of time or sell them quickly for a profit, you will find that making simple cosmetic improvements will always increase value. My rubber stamp approach is inexpensive and usually takes less than 3 weeks. When the exterior work on a rehab project is completed, you should begin to market the property by putting a sign in the front yard. When the entire project is nearing completion, you can start running rental or sales ads in the newspaper. At this time, you might tell prospective tenants or purchasers that you are showing them the property now so that they can have a choice of carpet or paint colors. Investing in distressed properties offers one of the quickest ways to earn substantial profits. Some of my students have chosen to specialize in this area of real estate investing, and they have found it to be not only quite lucrative, but exciting as well. If this sounds appealing to you and you make it a goal to do one of these fix-ups every 8 weeks or so, it would not be difficult to add $80,000 to $130,000 to your income every year.